At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Investigators this morning will return to a field in the Collin County town of Anna. They're looking for more evidence after the discovery of partial skeletal remains. Police once searched that area for Christina Morris, a kidnapping victim missing since 2014. Authorities say it's too soon to know if the remains might be those of Morris. She was last seen entering a parking garage at the Shops at Legacy Mall in Plano in 2014 with 27-year-old Enrique Arochi, an acquaintance of Morris from high school. The location of the skeletal remains is less than a mile from a cell tower that connected with Orochi's phone the day after Morris went missing. Orochi was convicted in 2016 of aggravated kidnapping and sentenced to life in prison, his convictions on appeal. The Dallas School Board later this morning will discuss possible changes to its teacher evaluation and merit pay system. The Teacher Excellence Initiative was created to reward and retain high-performing teachers. The district made $60 million in budget cuts last year to make room for it in other initiatives. But Superintendent Michael Hinojosa last month said the system's still financially unsustainable without more changes. New report found it could take until 2049 for women in Texas to reach pay equity with men. The Dallas Women's Foundation and the Institute for Women's Policy Research also found salary differences and wider gender pay gaps within some North Texas counties. KERA's Christina Martinez reports.
In Dallas County, the median annual pay for women working full-time was about $37,000 a year. That's about 93% of what men earned in the county. Denton County women made about $46,000 annually, but earned 76% of men's salaries. And in Collin County, women earned more than $50,000 a year, but that's just 70% of what men made countywide. Women of color across all three counties fared much worse. They earned less than the median salaries for women and faced wider pay gaps with men. The study didn't pinpoint the reasons for the salary and gender pay differences in these counties, but according to the report, pay equity in Texas could reduce the poverty rate among women by 51%. Christina Martinez, KERA News.
One 100 years ago, one of history's most influential filmmakers was born in Sweden. Our big screen team talks about a retrospective of Ingmar Bergman's work showing at the Texas Theater.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And Chris, for as long as I've known you, you've been a pretty big Ingmar Bergman fan. And in that same amount of time, I've always thought, you know, I really need to bone up on my Ingmar Bergman. And as it happens, we've got a perfect excuse. And that's because it's the 100th anniversary of his birth this year. And there's a good opportunity to check up on him with the retrospective that's playing through the end of the month at the Texas Theater in Dallas.
So you watched all of his movies to prepare for this
show. I am working on
that. That's awesome.
But how about we start with tonight's film, and that is Persona from 1966, which is actually one of the ones that I have watched. And it's about a nurse who's caring for an actress who won't talk, and eventually their personalities kind of mind meld. What makes this one of his more significant works?
It's funny listening to you describe the plot summary, because it's funny listening to anybody do the plot summary for Persona, because it really defies any descriptions like that. But yeah, it's about two women on an island, an actress who's gone mute and a nurse who's caring for her, and the disintegration of the boundaries between them, I suppose you could say. It's very much also a film about filmmaking in an odd way. At one moment, the projector itself seems to break and the film melts onto the screen.
Yeah, it's one of the most famous segments in avant-garde filmmaking.
So this was the film I saw, the Bergman film I saw. I'd seen a couple of his more mainstream movies like Wild Strawberries and Seven Seal. This is the one that told me I was entering into some strange new land as a young filmgoer.
So if it's not already clear from our conversation about Persona, Bergman can be a little tough for novices who haven't watched a lot of experimental movies. What kind of mindset do you think you have to be in order to watch one of these films?
I would say you have to be willing to go where he is taking you. You have to have an open mind. You kind of have to check your irony at the door. These films do not stand up to irony very well because there's very little ironic about them. They're rather earnest and rather serious for the most part, which isn't to say there aren't moments of humor, but I think we have a way of bringing in a kind of a modern contemporary sense of cynicism to a lot of the movies we see these days. And I think you have to do your best to leave that behind when you're watching Bergman.
Well, as we've made clear, when you think of Bergman, you think of, you know, avant-garde and experimental. Do you think that there's still a place for this type of filmmaking today in terms of somebody working on a large scale with a decent-sized budget and a decent-sized release, but is someone who makes films that are this complex?
Those last qualifiers are key, the budget and the release, because you still see a lot of very adventurous art films, especially on the international scene, that get distributed in the U.S. But Bergman sort of belongs to that era of international filmmakers with Kurosawa and Fellini and Antonioni and many others, the French New Wave guys, Truffaut, Godard, where the college kids were going to see these movies all the time, like opening night, and they would talk about them and talk about them and figure out what they meant and philosophize over them. Unfortunately, I don't think we're in that era anymore, but I still think there's a lot of very bold filmmaking going on. I think of something like Mother, which didn't do too great at the box office, but had some major stars, including Jennifer Lawrence. I really liked it. It was very strange. Reminded me actually somewhat of Hour of the Wolf, one of the other films that's playing in the Texas Theater Bergman series. But I think Bergman is one of those giants whose like we're just not really going to see anymore.
Well, Chris, it's always fun to pick your big movie brain, and maybe I'll see you over at the Texas for one of these Bergman films.
Sounds good.
That was Chris Wagner and Stephen Becker. The Ingmar Bergman retrospective plays Thursdays in March at the Texas Theater. In the forecast, mostly sunny skies today. Expect a high near 66. It's 48 degrees now in Dallas, 45 in Fort Worth.